It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. First Lady Michelle Obama took a kind of victory lap today at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. After bringing down the House last night with a speech lauding the strengths of her husband, today the First Lady addressed groups of African American, Hispanic, and LGBT delegates. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Michelle Obama's first stop today was a meeting of the African American Caucus, who account for about a quarter of the convention's delegates.
So, how about that opening night, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about you, but the energy, the enthusiasm that we saw last night made it clear that folks are pretty fired up.
And especially fired up over the First Lady's speech last night. 4 years ago, she was panned as a reluctant campaigner. Not anymore. Jackie Ramirez is a delegate from North Las Vegas.
The First Lady was just wonderful. She knows what the community needs and what the community wants.
For Arizona delegate Zeke Gabrdekian, the speech was about family.
It's just incredible for the African-American family, not only African-American family, but for family across America that are struggling. And she spoke to their heart. She spoke to the heart of the country.
But Mrs. Obama's message today was all about taking the fight forward.
Are you fired up?
Yeah!
Are you ready to go?
Yeah!
Let me tell you, I am so fired up. Can you tell?
Yeah!
I am so ready to go because this is about our future. This is about our sons and our daughters. And as I said last night, it's about the world we want to leave for them long after we're gone. So we're going to have to roll up our sleeves. Roll them up. Get it done. 62 days is nothing. But if we have all of you and everyone you know, we will get this done.
David Wellner, NPR News, Charlotte.